I'm really interested in quantum physics, but I don't really know anything about it. And the more I read and try to understand, the less I understand and the more strange it seems to me. But it just felt like a really good way to be creative and have fun at the same time.
Well, to validate all this stuff, you passed your recent recording in front of an astrophysicist at Gustavus Adolphus College, Darsa Donnellan. And she made some comments about some of your songs, and it was read by Anne Fee. This is what Darsa said about Special Wave Function.
This up-and-coming group from Mankato, Minnesota, is the latest experiment in the music laboratory, mixing cosmic modal explorations with funky jams that will have you grooving right out of your lab chair. Assuming you can uncollapse your wave function and stop jamming long enough to realize you've been dancing with your beaker.
Well, Eli, I would say that Darsa has a future in writing promo.
I think just reaching out and asking the opinion of a physicist to review a piece of music was just odd enough, and it really kind of fit right in her wheelhouse, I believe.
And the way she put it, fit right in your wheelhouse too, Eli.
It's actually one of the best reviews I've ever read myself, so I thought, wow, you know, I should be asking physicists more often for things like this.
Well, let's play the song that we're talking about by your group, Quantum Mechanics, with Special Wave Function. Speaking with Eli Hain of Quantum Mechanics. And quantum mechanics, of course, is involved with really small things. So maybe you could give us a little intro, Eli, to another one of your group songs, Tiny Things.
Well, since the quantum mechanics deal in subatomic particles, we assume that they're really, really small, tiny things. And so the song Tiny Things is just having a little bit of fun at the subatomic level. You know, everything's made of really little tiny things. So that's pretty much it. You know, there's not a really big story there.
It would have to be a tiny story.
Yeah, it would be a real tiny story. So it's very small. It's fun. It's really well done. The singing is really well done by our vocalist, Kara Lucille. There's a lot of emotive power in it. There's also a nice chorus by the male members of the group in there. There's a really nice little jam at the end of the song that really picks it up a little bit. So it's a well-rounded subatomic particle song.
Thank you. We're speaking with Eli Hain of the group Quantum Mechanics, and we're listening to some of their new songs here. And Eli, you were saying that yours is an interdimensional jam band. And this opens up a whole, I mean, talk about interdimensionality. The law has not been written on that. And I would hope the law would be based on ethics. And that's the subject matter of one of your songs.
Yeah, you know, we're just making things up as we go along. You know, we are really into pseudoscience and suggestions, and you know, we use real physics a little bit to give us a little bit of guidance, but we don't really understand it. So we just kind of, you know, make up stories to go along with it. So one of the ideas was that if we're traveling from dimension to dimension, surely there's rules about what's appropriate behavior. And so one of our songs is called Interdimensional Pansexual, and it provides some guidance for people as they go from dimension to dimension and meet other entities and how they should be treating.
Wouldn't it be just so convenient if you don't know just what you'll be meeting? If any old thing will let me be master of that saucy feeling.
Quantum Mechanics has a new CD and a website that includes videos and audio recordings and tells where and when the group is playing and how to connect with Quantum Mechanics. The address is qmband.org. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.